Okay, Chevra, so it's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, and we are presumably all B'nai Yeshiva here. So here's my kasha. How come during a Seres Yimei Tshuva, on some level, we end up learning less than we do the rest of the year? Now, it's not only because there's no college. Usually when there's college, there tends to be a larger olam in the Beis Medrash, and guys learn more, but I'd say that we learn less because even when we're in the Beis Medrash, we tend to be very tired because, like, the slichus thing really is a killer. So the shaila is, how come Aseres Yimei Tshuva is focused for us on davening? Slichos is really just an extended form of davening, no? In two ways. It makes davening longer, and slichos is an additional tefillah. It begins with Ashrei. At least in the Eastern European tradition, it begins with Ashrei. Then you have like the Hashem Hashem, the Yud Gimel Midos, which counts as like a Shemona Esrei. Then you have a Tachanun at the end. That's basically the way davening works. It happens that in the Western European tradition, if you go down the hill to Breuers, they don't begin Slichas with Ashrei. They begin with anyone? Adon Olam. They begin Slichas with Adon Olam every day, which is like totally random. But that's something to think about. So the question is, how come during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, instead of Torah, which usually is our main connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how come instead we focus extensively on Tefillah, which is something that we don't focus on as much as we should during the year? Why is it like this? That's the Shaila. Does anyone have a suggestion, or I can give a few of my own, but I'd like to hear from you guys before I start to talk. And just tell me your name also when you say something. And if you're embarrassed to tell me your name and you're embarrassed to say something, that's also okay. Yeah. Yossi. Hi.
I think on like a simple level, we're trying to ask Hashem for forgiveness, so it's kind of like a kasha.
Okay. So it could be that the extra tefillah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva is that we're asking Hashem for forgiveness. In other words, the tefillah is part of the tshuva process. Right? And that's legit. That makes sense. Although it's not so pashut. And let me explain why. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sharei Tshuva has 20 ikarim. Shar Aleph of the Sharei Tshuva has 20 ikarim of tshuva, and ikar number 15 is tefillah. Right? So tefillah is one of the ikarim of tshuva according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Yispel ala Hashem b'yivakesh rachamim l'chape al kol avonosav, shenem akechui machem devarim b'shuva ala Hashem, imru yelav kos yisa avon, v'kach tov neshama parim svasenu. Kechui me devarim is vidui, imru yelav is tefillah. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, tefillah is an essential component. It's one of the ikarim of tshuva. Again, I don't know exactly what the ikarim of tshuva are for Rabbeinu Yonah. For the Rambam, there's vidui and charata nazivas hachet, that I understand, right? Three parts. How you have 20 parts as ikarim of tshuva is a little more complicated. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, certainly tefillah is one of the chalakim of the tshuva process, and it could be that's why we daven an awful lot. The shaila would be, according to the Rambam, why we daven so much. For the Rambam, tefillah is not an ikar of tshuva, although the Rambam in Perek Beis of tshuva speaks about the ideal of the Baal tshuva, who is tzoek el Hashem. And tzaakah might be a lashon of tefillah, so it could be that even for the Rambam, tshuva and tefillah are connected, that you're davening to Hashem, both that you should do tshuva, that Hashem should accept your tshuva, and you're davening to Hashem also as a way of showing that you're serious about doing tshuva. If you're not serious about tshuva, or if you are serious, you'll daven to Hashem for success in it, etc., that could be the pshat. Okay, so that's one mahalach. Yes, sir?
Ali Fink.
Hi, Ali.
Hello. So, I mean, maybe like the specific tefillah which we daven, it serves as a reminder where our place is, like in what our relationship is supposed to be with Hashem, and are like being Makir Hashem, like Rosh Hashanah being Makir Hashem Melech Olam, and then
okay.
like where we fit in with that role, like how we've
So you're saying a lot. You're saying that we're Makir Hashem as Borei Olam, and it kind of teaches us, if I understood you correctly, teaches us like some of our priorities.
And like how we've like sort of ignored those priorities over the year, and like now like how we should go back and fix those.
So those are two separate things. And it seems to me that these are both entirely possible. Let me go like this. Tefillah, davening in general, is a way of outlining what our priorities should be. No? We say Shmona Esrei Brachos every day, and the idea, three times a day, and the idea of the Shmona Esrei is in some ways like taking inventory. You know, like Slach Lanu, Hashem Yirmeinu Tzarasecha, davening, Re'eino V'anyenu, recognizing the Golos, davening for Mashiach. Right? These are priorities in Yiddishkeit that we don't always focus on. So davening is a way of identifying our priorities. And it could be that through the davening process, we recognize how far we are from the Ribbono Shel Olam in each of these priorities. So we're kind of taking inventory of what we're up to, and that taking inventory of what we're up to, not that we're up to, but what we should be up to. Like davening doesn't mean that we're there. It means we should be there. And that itself is almost like a blueprint for the type of tshuva we should do. So that's one mahalach, which I think is absolutely correct. But Ellie also said a second mahalach, no? Did you say a second thing? Or maybe we'll leave it like this and I'll let someone else say the second thing. Anyone? Again, why is it that we do tshuva, basically, Aser Simei Tshuva is focused on tefillah even at the expense of our Torah? Right? It's really a fascinating thing. This whole Pas Yisrael thing is really very peripheral to the Aser Simei Tshuva experience. It's a nice little chumrah that we throw in. But the Ikar of Aser Simei Tshuva is Slichos. Anyone else here is Chabad? For some reason, Chabad does not say Slichos during Aser Simei Tshuva. It's mamash against the Rambam, against the Gaonim. The Rambam and the Gaonim sound like you only say Slichos during Aser Simei Tshuva. You don't say Slichos at other times. But be it as it may, we have this kasha. So why is it Tefillah as the Ikar of Aser Simei Tshuva? Anyone else have a suggestion, or should I start to talk? Okay, so maybe I'll give a few mahalchem. You know, Rav Soloveitchik famously argued, there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Hei. The Rambam assumes that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right, la'avdo b'chol levavchem means daven. And the Ramban jumps up and down and he spits wooden nickels and he says that makes absolutely no sense. La'avdo b'chol levavchem doesn't mean you should daven. It's clear from a bunch of gemaras that tefillah is only d'rabbanan. The Baal Keri has to say kriyashma because kriyashma is d'oraisa, but the Baal Keri doesn't daven because tefillah is d'rabbanan. The Ramban says it's clear tefillah is d'rabbanan. La'avdo b'chol levavchem, according to the Ramban, means that you should serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with a full heart, not as a matter of suffolk. There was a famous French philosopher, Pascal. Pascal had Pascal's wager, which is, if you have a choice between believing in God or not believing in God, you may as well believe in God, because just in case God exists, if you don't believe in him, you're really going to burn. But if God doesn't exist, by believing him, you don't lose that much, right? So that means serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, God, right? That's Ribbono Shel Olam in English. Serving the Ribbono Shel Olam is machmas safek, according to Pascal. The Ramban says that's not the pshat. La'avdo b'chol levavchem means you have to have firm conviction that I'm serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu because it's absolutely correct. And all the mitzvahs I'm doing, it's not on a suffix. I'm doing the mitzvahs mitaras vadai. Right? That's the Ramban's understanding of Avdo B'chol Levavchem. So the Ramban at first says that tefillah is in Gansin Midrabanan. But then the Ramban says, no. Maybe there's a type of tefillah that's Doiraisa, which is tefillah be'es tzara. At times of difficulty, at times of distress, so then there's a special mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara. That's what the Ramban says. Even the Rambam, by the way, who assumes that tefillah is always doiraisa, the Rambam also has a special mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara. There are two mitzvahs in the Rambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah hey, a mitzvah nun tes. Mitzvah nun tes, the Rambam says that be'es tzara, there's a mitzvah of davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah hey, which is davening every day. Okay. So there is an element for the Ramban that tefillah be'es tzara is doiraisa, even though tefillah ordinarily is not doiraisa. So it could be that this time of year, because Yom HaKippurim is coming up, right, and we just had Rosh Hashanah, and at this point, right, we're thinking of ourselves as beinonim who are tluyim va'omdim. That means, by the way, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, tluyim va'omdim means you're like standing on a chair, and there's a noose around your neck. That's why they hang people. You're talui va'omed. And the way they would hang people, so we just come and kick the chair away. You should imagine yourself that you're talui va'omed. You're on the chair with the noose. By the way, it's really scary when you think about it, no? Right? That's talui va'omdim. So this time of year, it's a scary time. It's an es tzara. So maybe that's why there's an inyan of tefillah more than the rest of the year, because it's es tzara, and we have to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think that's another mahalach as to why we daven so much this time of year. But I'd like to give a few more. Are you ready? There's a dimension of tefillah, you know, that when you daven, you express your individual personality. And my tefillah is different than your tefillah. My tshuva is also different than your tshuva. No? Most mitzvahs in the Torah, I do the same way as you do it. I have to eat a kezayis and matzah leil haseder. We all eat a kezayis and matzah the same way. I shake a lulav again. Maybe you daven nusach sfarad and you go this way and this way and this way and this way, and right? Or you daven nusach ashkenaz and you just go around. But we all shake the lulav pretty much the same, right? And shofar, we all hear the same way. Pretty much. You have to hear Lama Kailas. Hey, maybe Tes Kolas, Yud Kolas, whatever you call it. So it's the same. The mitzvahs are all the same throughout the year. The two mitzvahs are like different, that for me it's entirely different than it is for you. The two mitzvahs that reflect our individuality are tshuva and tefillah. My tshuva is totally different than your tshuva. I did different averis than you did during the year. Even if we did the same averis, but the way we go about doing tshuva, the way we come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, is going to be different. So tshuva is different for me and you, and tefillah is different for me and you. My tefillah is going to reflect who I am. Right? David HaMelech says, Va'ani tefillah. Last year, Yeshiva learned Bava Kama, no? And Mav'eh Zeha Adam. The expression of a human being, the expression of our individuality, comes across when we daven. There's something that the Rosh Hashiva of the Gush, Rav Amital, stresses in his Sefer. His Sefer is called Aretz Nosan Levnei Adam, or Aretz Natan Levnei Adam, if you want to say it differently. But Rav Amital stresses the fact that tefillah reflects the individuality of a person. And you see this in Chumash, no? Yitzchak Avinu, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Besada, and then Rivka comes, no? And she sees this guy, and there is a Himmel Dika Mensch. He's like a heavenly person. He's different. She says, that's the fellow, no? Rivka was taken to Yitzchak Avinu because of his tefillah. The story goes that Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap was... He had heard only negative things about Maran HaRav Kook. Because in the Haredi world, Rav Kook wasn't looked at favorably. Rav Yaakov Moshe one time happened to daven a regular weekday mincha in the shul in Yafo, where Rav Kook was davening. And he sees the way Rav Kook is davening a Shemona Esrei. and he's totally taken by him. He says, I'm going to become your Talmud forever. And Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap became the main Talmud of Maran Rav Kook. What's the idea? Va'ani tefillah. You could see a person. You could tell the person by the way they daven. It's a very special thing. So maybe the idea of tshuva and tefillah being linked so tightly is that these are two mitzvahs that show who we are individually, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam judges us individually at this time of year. I'm not judged based on the entire Beis Medrash that I'm with. I'm judged based on who I am. So through tshuva, tefillah, so that way we reflect on who I am. So that's another mahalach. Yes, sir?
Is that not applicable to Talmud Torah?
So I don't know. I think we all have the same chiyuv in Talmud Torah. We might be mekayim it in different ways. I might like Kodshim, you might like Seder Moed. I might have learned more, you might have learned less. But we all have the same chiyuv in Talmud Torah, which is to master everything. No? The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is both the chiyuv of v'hagisa bo yom v'layla, in terms of at every free moment we're supposed to learn, and the chiyuv to master the entire corpus of Torah Hashem. So I think we all have the same chiyuv. We all have the same chiyuv in lulav and shofar and in Talmud Torah. But in tshuva, my chiyuv is different than yours, right? Because my chiyuv is to repent for what I need. My chiyuv is to daven, to express myself in tefillah.
But that's a
chiyuv
too.
What?
That's a chiyuv in tefillah, to express herself.
I think so. I think that's what David HaMelech meant by va'ani tefillah. My chiyuv is that when I dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, right, we all say the same words. And this is actually one of the paradoxes of both tshuva and tefillah. There are rigid rules for how you do tshuva, right? It's Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. It's not just like do it however works for you. And if you do, if you want to meditate, and if you want to go out on the boat in the middle of the lakes or whatever, right? No. There are rigid rules of how you do tshuva, and there are rigid rules of tefillah, and there's a fixed nusach of tefillah. We all do the same thing, but it ends up being different for each of us. Mashal ma'adavar domeh, it's like the Medrash writes in Parshas Nusal, that all the Nasiim brought the same exact carbon, but the Nasi of Yisachar's carbon is different than the Nasi of Asher's carbon, in that they are representing different things, right? The kafachas malaya ketayres for this shavit reflected that, for that shavit reflected this. So I think Talmud Torah is also, it's the same chiyuv. It's a little different in tshuva and tefillah, where the chiyuv is different for each individual. Again, if you don't like it, this is my idea, and I'm happy if you reject it. Like, mamish happy if you reject it. So that's a another mahalach. There's another element that both tshuva and tefillah reflect the fact that fundamentally we believe we can change. I dive into Ribbono Shel Olam because whatever issues I have going on in life, I believe there could be change. Tshuva means I can change. So that another similarity between tshuva and tefillah. But it seems to me that the biggest similarity between tshuva and tefillah is one that we don't focus on enough. And that is, you know, there's a famous Reb Chaim. In Perek Daled of Hilchos Tefillah, Reb Chaim writes that there are devarim that are ma'akev tefillah, and included in that list is kavana. Reb Chaim is medayik, that you get the impression from the Rambam that kavana is ma'akev in the entire davening. Yet the Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah tells us that kavana is only ma'akev in the first bracha of davening. No? This is Reb Chaim's famous stira in the Rambams. By the way, if you'd ask me, there's zero stira in the Rambams, because the word ma'akev in Rambam does not mean that you're not yotzei if you don't do it. There are chaf dala dvarim, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Dala, there are chaf dala dvarim which are ma'akev as ha'tshuva. Zok the Rambam, ma'akev as ha'tshuva doesn't mean that you can't do tshuva, it just means it makes tshuva more difficult. Right? Ma'akev might mean delay, as opposed to impede. There's a number of places in Shas that the word ma'akev, the Rishonim dispute whether it means delay or impede. Now, I'll give you one mashal just because I like it. The Gemara in Sota says that we have to be menavel the Sota. You have to make her a little bit disgusting. And one of the things that we do to be menavel her is you put on a chevel hamitzri, a certain rope that, let's say, comes from Nitzarim, or comes from Mitzrayim, whatever it is. So the Gemara's Shaila is Cheva HaMitzri Ma'akev or not Ma'akev? And Rashi and Taisus disagree what the word Ma'akev means. Does Ma'akev mean that you're not yieldsy the Sota process without it? Or does Ma'akev mean that you delay the Sota process, that will go to a different area to get to locate the Cheva HaMitzri? The word Ma'akev can mean impede, or Ma'akev can mean prevent, no? It's mamish. So if you were to ask me, there's zero stir in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that kavan is ma'akev tefillah. Ma'akev means it's harder to have a good tefillah without real kavana. But it doesn't mean you're not yotze. And the Rambam Perek Yud tells me, I'm not yotze if I don't have kavana in the first brach of Shemayna Esrei. Right? But nonetheless, Reb Chaim famously said that there's a stira in the Rambam where the kavon is ma'akev tefillah, ma'akev in the sense of you're not yiltze tefillah without kavona, or you yiltze tefillah without kavona. That's a famous stira in the Rambam. So enfert Reb Chaim answers that there's tzvei dina in kavona. This is mamish like a paradigmatic Reb Chaim. If anyone asks you, like, what is like the dugma klasit shel Reb Chaim, right, this is it. Then Reb Chaim says tzvei dinim. He says there's one din of kavana that you have to know what the words mean. But there's another din of kavana in davening that what? That I recognize I'm omed lefnei Hashem. I'm standing in front of the Borei Olam, which we would call, by the way, in modern parlance, we'd call that mindfulness. Mindfulness means that you know what you're doing. Right? I know I'm here right now, feet on the ground. I know where I am. I'm not here thinking about my chemistry, physics, whatever lab I have. I'm not here thinking about whether or not the Yankees are going to be successful in the playoffs, Habalena Latova, right? What I'm thinking about is what I'm doing. That's ma'ake. That is mindfulness. And Reb Chaim says that the mindfulness, the kavana that you're omed lefnei Hashem, that kavana is ma'akev in the entire tefillah. Right? And there's a whole halachic literature about this, that maybe that includes even the tachanunim, la'achar tefillah, so even the alokai neshama, the sense that, right, you're omed lefnei Hashem. Tefillah, according to Reb Chaim, means, the definition of tefillah is that you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam, throughout Hilchos Tshuva, always has expressions like tshuva is that you are lifnei Hashem. Chayiv lehisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. Right? I have to do my vidoy in the front of Hashem. Ona Hashem. Right? Rav Salvechik in the Al HaTshuva develops this idea. Ana Hashem, Chatosi Avisi Pashati. Why are you saying Ana Hashem? The answer is that tshuva reflects the fact that I'm in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al Chet Shechatanu Lefonecha has a double meaning. I was in Hashem's presence and I didn't realize it. That's why I sinned. Lefonecha Bizman Shayisi Lefonecha Chatosi. And Al Chet Shechatanu Lefonecha means right now I'm in front of you and I am now being misvada for that chit that I did. So I would argue that one of the fundamental similarities between tshuva and tefillah is this idea of being oimed lefnei Hashem. That the idea of tefillah, according to Reb Chaim, it's mamish an essential part of tefillah. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Reb Chaim, but everyone holds that the ideal of tefillah is that I'm mindful and I'm omei b'fnei Hashem. That's what davening is about. That's tefillah. And tshuva also has to be l'fnei Hashem. The idea of this time of year davening more than we usually do is because this is the time of right, this is the Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more present than he is throughout the rest of the year. And what do you do when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present? How do you demonstrate that you understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here? You daven and you do tshuva. Because those two mitzvahs emerge from the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, again, I think we had like 4 or 5 mahalchim. I have a couple more if you want. But this is basically, I think, enough for one breakfast. Right? A few different mahalchim into why this time of year we dafka emphasize tefillah, even at the expense of Talmud Torah. It's really, there's no discussion in the postgame. Like, are you mechuyev to say slichos if it's going to shtir your learning? I probably shouldn't say this in yeshiva, but I'll say it anyway. I have, like, no filter. So I think the tshuvas arugas habosem is mekel that you shouldn't say slichos if it's going to disturb your learning, if you're ben Torah. And all the achreinim take the arugas habosem to tense if they say, well, come on, how can you not say slichos? Like, this time of year, how can you not say slichos? Right? But the idea is, I think, in the classical sense, the majority of poskim, what they're saying is that, you know what, we recognize that we're lefnei Hashem, therefore, the way I demonstrate lefnei Hashem is I daven more. And the way I demonstrate lefnei Hashem is that that is a chelek of my tshuva. And so, these are some of my thoughts. We should all have a gemar chesima tova. We should daven well. Right, sometimes people think that Shabbos during Aseret Yemei Tshuva is just a regular Shabbos. It's not. No? It's also, we're still lifnei Hashem. It's still Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. Right, our tefillah should still be elevated. Shabbos throughout the... And getting into Yom HaKippurim, we should daven better, we should do tshuva, because these two are connected. So Yashin Kaya for learning with me, for listening, and have a good day.